This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello, and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, a senior attending here, and I'm joined today by our research fellow.
And I'm Dr. Lara. Today, we're looking at a fascinating new study from Neurologia Medico-Chirurgica, published in 2026. The title is Retrospective Comparative Analysis of Diffusion Tensor and Constrained Spherical Deconvolution Tractography Models in a Clinical Neurosurgical Navigation Platform.
This is a timely topic, Ilara. For years, we've relied on diffusion tensor imaging, or DTI, for our preoperative planning. It's been the workhorse of tractography, but we've all felt its limitations in the OR, especially when we're trying to navigate around complex white matter crossings.
Exactly. The paper points out that the fundamental limitation of DTI is that it assumes a single fiber orientation within each voxel. In a clinical setting, that's a bit of an oversimplification. This study focuses on constrained spherical deconvolution, or CSD, which enables the estimation of multiple fiber orientations.
Right. And what makes this study particularly relevant for those of us in the scrub sink is that they didn't just look at this in a laboratory setting. They used a widely used neurosurgical navigation platform where CSD was recently added alongside DTI. They wanted to see how these two models performed within the exact same clinical environment we use every day.
To do this, they retrospectively analyzed MRI data from 37 patients. They focused on five specific white matter tracts, the corpus callosum, the bilateral inferior fronto-occipital fasciculi, or IFOF, and the bilateral corticospinal tracts, the CST. They used both volumetric and visual analyses to compare how CSD and DTI reconstructed these bundles.
And the results were quite striking, weren't they?
They really were. Across all bundles, CSD consistently yielded significantly greater tract volumes. In fact, the mean percentage volume difference was a staggering 158.6%.
158.6%! That is a massive difference in what a surgeon sees on the navigation screen versus what might actually be present in the subcortical white matter. Where was this difference most pronounced?
The researchers found it was most prominent in the inferior fronto-occipital fasciculi. This makes sense anatomically, as the IFOF travels through areas with significant crossing fibers. Interestingly, the differences between CSD and DTI were actually less pronounced in the corticospinal tracts.
That tracks with our clinical experience. The CST is a more organized, parallel bundle for much of its course, so the single-fiber assumption of DTI isn't as problematic there as it is for a tract like the IFOF. But let's talk about the visual assessment. Just because a volume is larger doesn't mean it's better. Did the reconstructions actually look accurate to the reviewers?
Yes, the study included a visual analysis, and the results favored CSD-based reconstructions in approximately 80% of the cases. They also found a strong concordance between the volumetric and visual measures, with a Spearman's row of minus 0.766. Essentially, when the CSD volume was larger, it was almost always judged as a superior, more anatomically complete reconstruction.
Now, I can hear some of our residents thinking, can't I just lower the fractional anisotropy, the FA threshold, on my DTI to see more of the tract? Did the study address that?
They did. It's a common tactic, but the paper found that lowering the FA threshold in DTI did not actually improve reconstruction quality. Instead, it produced anatomically implausible streamlines. It essentially adds noise and false pathways rather than uncovering the true extent of the fibers that CSD is able to resolve.
That's a critical point for the junior residents listening. You can't just turn up the sensitivity on a flawed model and expect an accurate result. The study actually concluded that the tract type was the primary determinant of these two methods.
Which brings us to the clinical bottom line of the paper. The authors argue that the integration of CSD into clinical navigation platforms can significantly enhance our visualization of white matter organization.
And for those of us planning an approach to a deep-seated glioma or a cavernoma, that enhanced visualization is everything. If the DTI is underestimating the volume of the IFOF by over 150%, we might be much closer to functional fibers than the navigation suggests. The study suggests that CSD may improve preoperative planning and risk evaluation in our daily neurosurgical practice.
It's a clear call for a shift in how we think about our navigation maps. Moving from DTI to CSD isn't just a technical upgrade. It's about having a more realistic representation of the brain's connectivity before we ever make an incision.
Well put, Ilara. It's a fascinating study that bridges the gap between high-level imaging physics and the practical needs of the neurosurgeon. Thank you for diving into the data with me today.
My pleasure, Dr. Aris.
And thank you to our listeners. Join us next time on the Neurosurgery Hub podcast as we continue to explore the research shaping our field. Stay sharp.